Showtime! Who?
Oh, it sure is. Happy Monday, guys.
Good morning, gang.
Happy Monday. How's the weekend, team?
Oh, mate. Saturday? Tried to drive out to Raymond Terrace to go to Jacaranda Avenue to take some pics. The Jacarandas aren't in season, so that sums up my weekend.
That was so funny. You sent us a photo in our group chat of like the lack of Jacarandas
on
the tree.
How long have I wanted the Jacaranda pic, Duncan?
So long.
The whole year when that became like the trend. We stopped going into farmers' canola fields. We just stopped traffic on streets to take pics with Jacaranda trees.
Yeah.
Stupid Jacaranda.
Yeah, just regular trees most of the year.
You know what? Pic still came out nice, but
yeah,
it just
did.
Looks like a tree. So
Angus,
that was my weekend.
I saw Angus, your partner, took photos of the pics and like got a really nice angle. You guys specifically went there for a photo.
He takes it so seriously. He had a tripod and his fancy SLR camera and everything. Stupid Jacarandas couldn't bloom for us.
I'm surprised you did it the day after our Christmas party on Friday night. I was very surprised you made it there.
Do you know what? I said to Angus, we need to leave now. Got to get up early, get that Jacaranda pic. That's why we kind of ghosted at 9:30.
Ah, you did just vanish. I looked around, you were gone.
Yeah, it was time.
Yeah.
I'd set an alarm.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Did you set an alarm to leave?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never done that.
I said, need to go to bed, no puffy eyes for Jacaranda pic.
Oh my God.
Wow, you base, what a life.
You base your weekends around Insta photos.
Anyway, how was your weekend?
I did some shooting as well, guys.
Did you? What did you shoot?
Time-lapse video of me building two beds for the children.
The beds that have been in your spare room for quite a while now?
Yep.
How long did it take? Trapping your bike and all that?
It took about 3.5 hours.
Oh.
Hey, you left the Christmas party pretty early. Had you,
you
set
did,
an alarm
actually.
Too?
I didn't see you leave. You didn't say bye to me either. You
need to
bombed.
Be sprightly.
I did not smoke bomb. I went around to everybody and said goodbye. If you
I
were
didn't get
buying
a goodbye.
Drinks.
I didn't get a goodbye.
So the two most important people in your life didn't get a goodbye.
You must have been off somewhere, gallivanting about, socialising, probably taking photos.
Yeah, absolutely. Jesse would make us take photos actually together. But
and aren't you grateful? You,
you
know
did.
What?
No,
boys
you did.
Suck. You would not have one group pic with your friends if it wasn't for some chick in the group being like, come on, let's get together.
Absolutely not.
Quickly take a pic. Yeah. And now we have a lovely team picture, which I'm planning on posting on Friday for our last show as like a... See you later.
Oh, end of year team. I was wondering why you didn't whack it up.
Yeah,
I was waiting.
No, no. We've got a whole social media strategy.
I'll let Jess post and she edits it and then she sends it to me and I post the exact same edited photo. Because I'm like, this is
because
good.
I've sent you raw ones before and you don't adjust the colours.
No.
You don't do anything with it.
Hashtag no filter.
No.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Anyway.
How was your weekend, Duckman?
I was slow after the Christmas party on Friday.
I was you
last
represented
man standing.
Well.
Yep, last man standing. Took the boss's credit card and whacked a few $100 on the tab when everyone left.
There was already thousands on the tab.
We got it from him in a drunken fit, me and three others. It was us left and we put $500 down for us three. Yeah.
Wow.
That's great. Yeah.
Oh, well played.
Thank you very much.
Were you drinking like top shelf cocky teas or what? How did you spend the money?
I don't really. We actually struggled to get through it eventually. We're like, guys, we got to really dig our heels in deep here.
Yeah.
For the company.
For 2020.
Yeah, for 2020.
For 2020.
So we left there. Last one standing.
Someone just take a few super cute group selfies.
Absolutely.
Of you three.
Absolutely. I was so blurry. Half a thumb in there, like slurry. Yeah.
Somebody on the left is just cropped out.
Yeah. That was a good night, though. So slow. Saturday and then Christmas shopping Sunday, which is always fun.
Oh no, you didn't go to one of the shopping centres, did you?
Charlestown. Oh, it was
busy.
How
was the parking?
Parking wasn't too bad.
Oh.
But it was just busy in there.
Yes,
you know? Blinkers on, just going in and out of stores. I'm just following Morgan like a child following their mother.
That's
you know?
Not a couple activity, I don't
know.
No,
it's not.
No.
It's not, but she makes me
you were
go.
Just you would have been dead weight.
I was such dead weight. We got one thing, I was like, good, we done? She's like, no, we have like she had a full list and everything. It was horrible.
I'm trying to go today, thinking that it'll be slightly quieter to get one of you, your Kris Kringle. Who did I get?
Who did you get?
Anything you want, guys. Tell me now.
I would like a kayak if you have me. Yeah.
What was that? You want
like a kayak?
Yeah,
okay,
the best gift you can give me is you, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, just with like, I've asked Angus to do that once before. Just put a bow on him.
I'll just glue a 10 and a 20 to my chest and walk into the room.
Absolutely.
With nothing else.
Yeah. I don't want a lot for Christmas.
That would get me going.
You know when you put the ribbon on
and
you have to get the scissors and you rip it so it curls nicely? Just be careful when you do that.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, sharp things.
Hey, curl the wrong thing. Ducko and Jess, I need your help because we've got a meeting over the next couple of days. Mine is first. It's one of those year in review meetings.
Yeah, yes. We all got the calendar invite.
Yeah.
And our boss obviously didn't want to deal with us all back to back to back, so we're scattered over the week.
Yeah, okay. I'm last. I'm on Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's given us homework for the meeting.
Yeah,
like,
that's not a smart
these
idea.
Questions that we're going to answer. So I was wondering if I could cheat today and I need your help on some of the answers.
I'm surprised at you, Mr. Studious.
Yeah,
as if you didn't spend the whole weekend answering these 25, you know, long answer questions.
Questions that are the exact same, just worded differently.
Yeah.
It's got to the point of the year where it's just like, you know what? I wouldn't mind a little bit of help. So I just want to know what you guys are answering so I don't look like an idiot.
Okay.
Know?
Actually, this is actually a pretty good thing. Maybe we should align our answers.
We all get the same answers.
Because what if we go in and, you know, we don't look like a united front?
Yeah.
This is actually not a bad
so
idea.
More money, all that sort of gear.
We'll get to that.
Okay, good.
Yep. So the first question is, how are you going in this COVID world? And I've written as my answer. I don't know what you guys have got. Yeah. Good, thanks. How are you?
Brilliant. Put
you
it back
what?
On them.
Have you already seen mine? That's exactly, yeah.
Is it?
Answer the question with another question.
Yeah.
Eat up that time, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Because the good thing about our boss is he's always got another meeting at the end of your one.
Yeah.
And we can just get through the like hour or whatever it is.
If you just watch the clock and tick it away.
Yeah,
we need to break into his email Outlook calendar thing, see what time the next meeting is, so then we can play to that.
I do this thing with him where he asks me that question, like I'll look out the window. And I'll just pause for a bit and wait 30 seconds
reflection.
And go, you know what, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, take a deep breath in,
a
deep breath out.
Yeah.
Because then hopefully he might ask you again and try and dig a bit further.
Yeah,
you do the same act again.
And then just, fine.
It's okay.
You're like, no, I'm fine.
And you can ask, how long do you have? And we can find out that way.
Yeah.
Whose next meeting is.
Well, I got a meeting at 10.
Oh, you got 8 minutes? Okay, great.
All right, up next was, how has the company done well in 2020?
That's a tough one to
that
answer.
That is a tough one. What are your ideas so far?
Okay, so far I've written table tennis tournament was good.
Yes, you did win part
of that. I wouldn't
even
say they did that well, though. They were meant to do it on a final. They pushed the final back because they got their dates wrong. I think that was quite horrible, that whole table tennis tournament.
All right. Yeah. I don't know if question two is where we go in with some hard feedback, though, Ducko.
Sorry. Company's done great. I love this company.
Yeah. I think shining beacon of hope.
Yeah.
If you can crowbar that in.
Shining
beacon of hope. That's not bad. Good language use.
Yeah. I think so, too. Nice adjectives. Yeah.
Okay. Three things professionally that you're most proud of.
Okay, well, what have we achieved this year, boys?
If anything, this is why my go. If anything, I worked too hard this year.
I am exhausted. There is nothing left in the tank. Yeah.
No, that's in the work on one, Ducko. You've wasted that.
Okay.
What do you want to work on for next year?
Right,
like, I think I worked too hard. I think my work-life balance needs to change.
Brilliant.
Okay, good.
I want to leave at 9:05, not 10.
I wrote, professionally, I was most proud of when Ducko ate cereal out of my mouth and when Jess said, show me your plug hole.
I was going to say, both those things happened in Feb.
Yep. The world kind of changed after that.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Professionally, we were just treading water after that.
Show me your plug hole.
That was that one.
That was one of my highlights.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was really early days, wasn't it?
Yeah. This is one of my highlights when the Gillman said,
I got my head in your butt.
Oh, great. I needed a third one.
Your head in people's
head
butts.
Yes, that's the Barack Obama technique, isn't it? Yeah. Power of threes.
Yes.
Really round out your speech.
Yes.
Yeah, also they asked for three.
you can see we've looked at the questions.
Three actions I've struggled with in 2020. Oh. I could only think of one, really, but putting my socks on. I'm like, my back's seizing up a bit.
Yeah, what about anything with your social basketball? Surely your knees have had...
They've been filling up with fluid, actually, most weeks.
And maintaining all the hair follicles in your head?
Yeah. Oh, I've really struggled with that.
Yeah, you're losing hair rapidly. And your beard, when your beard gets too hairy.
Yeah, he went through that real grisly phase from like May to August, didn't he?
I'm sure he'll love all this. Keep all that in.
Yeah
that'll chew up some time.
Because it's personal.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that's what these things are all about.
It's all subjective. It's about you,
Great. Anything that the company can reasonably assist with in 2021, this is where the more money comes in.
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, everyone's made a lot of money in 2020, particularly radio. And so now is a good time to ask for a raise.
Do you reckon they wrote that question and then someone else had to go check them and inserted the word reasonably. That seems so targeted, that word.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. It's a good time to ask for a raise. Good year to do it, mate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And then I thought we could finish the meeting with the last question with a bit of gear.
Okay.
Here we go. Do you want Ducko and I to burst in at the time?
Yeah.
And we'll do some yelling.
Hey!
All right, so you work out the point where you need to burst into the room. Is there any burning matter that you'd like to raise? And then I wanted to say,
wait for it.
And like, oh, I have a martini glass in my hand for some reason here.
Of course you do.
And I'm like, just the usual burning matter, but I've got a topical cream for that.
Okay, maybe I won't burst in at that exact moment.
I'm not
moment.
Attending his meeting. he gets through the whole meeting fine, but he gets fired just for that.
For the last time, Hit Family, we're going to hear that little jingle and we're going to hear Ducko mispronounce the name of the segment we've been doing
still don't
for
know.
12 months.
I wonder if we'll be back next year. We'll find out.
We've had a lot of fun with Teeny Weeny.
Haven't we?
A lot of fun. We've met some great people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Namely
most
Carl.
Of them are called Carl.
Well, or Carly.
Or Carla. Or Carla. Carlos.
It's funny you say that, Dad. Because today Carl's from Carlton.
No.
Let's just call him Carl, shall we?
Let's call him Carl.
It's easier.
Maybe
is it
Carlos.
Carlton with a K? Like really new age?
No, it's just a C. Just a C.
Just a superfluous Y in there.
Anyway, this is the segment where we get incy-wincy tiny everyday problems and we solve them for you. On 131060, you guys can always get involved. But Carlton, a.k.a. Carl, writes, Duckman, I need your help, you crazy cat. Of course you do. Lucy unit, you've come to the right place. You've already vibing.
Carlton had a big weekend.
Oh, didn't he just?
Oh, yeah.
He says, we have a dreaded work secret Santa, and I drew the hardest person to buy for. She wanted to make the money limit $50, but we had to talk her down to $30. I thought this was just a fun joke, silly present for our team, but she made it clear she wants something good.
I want a kayak, Ducko. I want a kayak.
Taking notes all year about what people want.
Wait, what was that? She's been taking notes all year.
Yep, taking notes all year about what others want in case she gets them. That's how seriously she takes it.
That's a great idea. You just if you're with people for a long period of time, like people you work with, if they ever say like, God, I need a new whatever, you'll quickly write it down so when their birthday or an anniversary or KK comes up, you can get them that thing.
He then writes, people call her the diva of our work team and now I'm nervous. How can you buy for someone like this? What do I do? Please help.
Carlton. All right, Carlton.
13, 10,
first
60,
of all,
if you know what to do, by
you
way.
Might be interested to know that we had a similar discussion in this very room.
Yeah.
It was going to be $50 for a team, Kris Kringle.
It was.
/ Secret Santa, and then it was talked down to $30.
Yeah.
Someone said $5. Was that you, you cheapskate? Who said I said $5?
It sounds very similar to our team's predicament, doesn't it?
It does. Because where our present exchange is Wednesday, is everyone wrapped and ready to go?
Oh, see what I mean?
Wednesday. I haven't even thought about what to buy my particular person, whoever that might be.
And me too, as well. But
have you not taken boys?
And, you know, the diva of the team as well, you know, always taking it to that next level. Like, it's meant to be a $30 limit. I'm sure Jess will probably spend like 80 anyway.
I've already spent over.
Oh, gee. This is what I'm talking about.
Did you not
about.
Hear about the cheese board I made over the weekend?
Yeah,
I don't do things
board.
By halves.
This is what I'm talking about, and this is what Carlton's talking about. What does he do? How does he buy for that person in the team?
Yeah. Do you know what?
Do you have any advice, Jess?
I do.
Do you know what you want?
A kayak. I've said it 17 times.
Carlton can't buy a kayak. It's too expensive. The $30 limit is there for a reason.
Yeah, but you know, what a great way to show the people who you work with every day that you truly care about them by spending a little bit more of your hard earned and getting them something that they've mentioned quite explicitly that they actually want. If his person is anything like me, straight up ask. Because if you try and risk it, it'll be crap and she'll be annoyed at you and you won't hear about it. You won't stop hearing about it till next Secret Santa.
Okay.
So absolutely. Do you know what?
See, no one else cares about the Secret Santa. If they get a bad gift, they'll be like,
no.
Whatever.
I feel like
this friend of Carlton's, the diva of the group, I'm sure will let him know.
Yeah.
This is the thing. We are trying to reduce our waste. So let's not buy crap gifts that we're just going to throw away or put in the top drawer.
But, like, they've got to utilize the $30 limit, right? You can't not use the $30 limit.
No way. Go on.
Oh, well, you set a limit for a reason. It's a dangerous precedent if you're going over.
Yes, it is.
And
to get everyone else to come up.
Yeah.
And can I be honest, Carlton's friend, Diva one, sounds like they might get a kayak and then use it once. And then there'll be a whole lot of plastic.
Oh, I stuck with karate.
Whoa.
No one's saying it's you, mate.
Why are you getting angry? I'm talking about Carlton's friend.
I followed through on some things.
It sounds like, the car could be used once.
No, it won't.
It sounds like Carlton will spend, I don't know, $200, maybe north of that, on a kayak.
I don't think they're $200.
How much are they?
A bit more.
Oh, like, I don't think a kite.
On that anaconda in town clothes, so you're going to have to go out to like Bennett's Green or something.
It's just, I mean, it would suck to draw someone like that, Nick.
I want a yellow one.
Yeah. It would really suck. You see the predicament that Carlton is in?
Do you want to know what's really funny?
Yeah.
Because I got you. So you're going to feel so
guys,
bad.
Where is the secret in Santa?
You can't get me and buy me something really expensive.
You are screwed.
I'm spending $30.
So, mate, don't!
I don't drive around this free friggin' mini.
I had your birthday party at my house this year because I was like, you're away from your friends and your family. It's your first year on the team.
Don't you do that.
I hosted your birthday party at my own house. You were going to pick me as your best man when we did that competition. Oh. And you're going to spend $30 on my present. You are... Shame on you. I'm friends with your mum. We talk regularly. I'm basically part of your family.
Look what she's doing. If this was about me, it's just not. Jesus.
I've got my fiance scouting the city for presents for you as well. We're both.
What?
We had
How
a collaborative.
How much are you spending on me? Because
how much have I spent?
I was going to do you like a pastor art card.
If you give me a pasta art card, you are.
Lucky.
We had big plans for your pasta art card, actually.
Were you going to help?
Lucky we're going on 5 weeks break.
Oh, no.
What?
Do you know what this means?
What?
I've got producer Sophie, who once referred to a friend of hers who's 33 as so old she doesn't know how to interact with her.
Is there no
She's
going to
buy me like a cane or something.
Oh,
no, she's already bought a Zimmer frame. It's all right. Boys, I need you to have a little bit of self-reflection when it comes to your relationships right now and make me feel a bit better.
Okay.
If you too have a situation where maybe is a bit of a power play with your, you know, your favourite person in the world. Angus, mm-hmm. my fiancé, caught me out in a bit of a power play yesterday. We had some lovely friends come over for a little Chrissy catch-up.
Nice.
And we were going to go out, but Angus said, no, everyone come to ours, two other couples, I want to make the lasagna. Yeah, you okay. know, he's got the bug, he loves making this thing, he loves showing it
That's
off.
That's an alpha move right there.
It's an alpha move, yeah. making it for a big group of people. Ooh. We thought he peaked with my mum,
yeah.
but no, now we're doing like friends and family coming round.
Getting arrogant now,
for
just
his
trying
lasagna.
To do it all the time,
yeah.
you know.
And this is the thing. I like to start my Sunday with a bit of Pilates. So I went off to do Pilates. I came home and he'd vacuumed, mopped and started cleaning the bathrooms. And I was mm-hmm. like, God, you're good. Guests are coming, whatever. And then he started making the sauce and the bechamel and the pasta sheets. And I went, what am I contributing to this friend's catch up? And I was like, right. I'll do the Jess Farchione special. I'll go out to my favourite deli. I'll go out to the farmer's market and do my little cheese board.
Nice. Now, you do a great cheese
it's
board.
It's not little either. It's
Thank
huge.
You. Yeah. It is not little by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. And Angus actually said as I was leaving the house, he's mid, you know, crank of one of the lasagna sheets. He goes, mm-hmm. don't go overboard. You know, don't go overboard. You always go overboard. He bought me the giant cheese board thing, the giant plank of wood, and expects me not to fill it. And I was like, yeah.
Need a bit of holly or something.
Do you know what? I usually cut rosemary from the garden, but that's just for on top of the cheeses, just for a bit of greenery. But yeah, I pad this thing out to the nth degree.
Mm.
And I came home with 4 shopping bags, quite a few containers and fresh produce.
You spent hundreds on cheese boards.
So the total. Was $275.
$275 on a cheese board.
A casual cheese board.
A casual cheese board.
I'd gotten 5 cheeses, 4 types of cured meat, 6 types of berry, you would have liked this, Gilly, a toffee chocolate thing that had dried rose petals on it because I thought that was quite pretty, some herbs for decoration.
Did you get honeycomb?
We got honey. You know I love
course,
me honeycomb.
Yeah.
I bought $12 worth of edible flowers.
Did anyone eat the edible flowers?
Because you don't think they're edible.
Because no one has the confidence to go, I'm just going to mung on this rose.
Is there any roses left? I'll have some petals, please.
When I brought them home, they felt like the back of the fridge, so I actually didn't put them on the cheese board.
Oh, man. That's all right. Today you can have some rose on pumpernickel.
I intend to. We've got a little bit of, you know, like baguette left over.
Right.
Fresh bread and all that from Baked Up Rising. You know, I got all out. And Angus was like, what are you doing? Like, I've got so much food coming because he's doing sides and salads and all that as well with the lasagna. And I went, he kind of went, is this because, like, you don't do anything else? And I was like, well, yes. Not only did you clean the house and do all that bit, but you are providing all of the meal. So this is my one power play to show our friends that I actually contribute to this to this household. And they were blown away because I stationed it as soon as they walked down our corridor, right on the edge of the table. So it's the first thing they saw.
Of
they didn't see Angus cranking the lasagna and mixing all the sauces and all that. Just they saw the cheese board first. I got a lot of kudos.
If anyone took a loan out to get a cheese board, you'd blow someone away. You know what I mean? Like if you spent that much money,
I'll get good stuff for our friends. I want them to be fed well. My mama raised me right.
Yeah.
But it's my one power play in our relationship, just doing a really expensive, ridiculous cheese board. So, yeah, my friends think I am worthy of, you know.
If I had to fill your cheese board thing, I think I would just have to calculate how many of those Woolies 3-packs with the crackers and cheese included I would have to buy.
The green olives and the cubed
cheese. Yeah. And it would probably come to about $220 still.
Yeah. It's a big plank of wood. It's his fault. He bought the plank of wood into this house.
I just find if one person in a relationship does more work than the other, that's just life. Like, you just let that go.
Oh, you know what I mean? So we struggle for superiority in our house.
Oh, no.
You just let Morgan just take reign supreme.
Take a back seat. Because then what happens if she does a good job, you can be like, well done, honey, you killed it. She loves it. She did a bad job. You're like, well, I had nothing to do with it.
When I think the silly season, I think etiquette experts. Don't they just go hand in hand, fellas?
Oh, yeah.
Don't we just want to make sure that when we're getting festive and into the spirit of things, we're maintaining that air of snootiness and etiquette?
Mm.
The only people worse than etiquette experts are the experts that come out and go, this Easter, why don't you just give your children vegetables?
Oh, yeah.
This is the territory we're heading into, etiquette expert William Hansen.
Oh, William.
Has revealed his list of warning signs if your Christmas Day is common. Common being such a negative term when it comes to etiquette.
Like everyone's doing it.
Everyone shouldn't be doing it.
Folk.
Yes. He's saying Christmas dinner or Christmas lunch, we shouldn't be overloading our plates.
No.
The meal should simply include a meat, one type of potato and two other veg, and your Christmas meat, whether it be a roast chook, perhaps the ham, perhaps the turkey.
You have everything on the one plate. That's the beauty of Christmas.
It should be homegrown on your family's farm.
Oh, so true.
Okay? Go away, William. I don't know the rest of his advice. Go away.
Let me just go to Mum and Dad's farm. I'll just duck up the road.
If you're not part of the Bertocchi family and you haven't had a pig fattening up for the past year, tut tut to you.
Yeah. Oh, here's a glass of wine, guys. I made it myself from my own grapes that I made in my backyard in Tyres Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's delicious, Nick. Thank you. Good.
If you've bought the whole family, particularly young children, the whole family matching PJs, and you want to pop a little photo Christmas morning up on your socials, that's a double strike in William's eyes.
Oh.
Apparently, matching PJs reek of unsophistication, and sharing snaps on the big day is a big no-no. It should be about the people, not about the happy snaps.
Right.
His advice, piece number 3, don't ever have any fun in your life.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Yeah.
The best thing in my eyes, twinkling Christmas lights. Christmas lights in general, but when they twinkle, oh my God, it makes my heart sing.
Slow twinkle.
Love slow twinkle, yes. Like starlight.
Yeah, just there are some that are like...
But those ones, if they're paired to music, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Morning Dancer Meg posted one. I think she saw one in Fletcher.
Oh, yes.
The Christmas lights outside.
Oh, that one nice.
To music.
Yeah.
Love that for them. But he's saying no. Twinkling or flashing lights of any kind, very naff, along with novelty baubles and tinsel. Tell your twinnies, no tinsel.
What?
And how's this? The last on his list of a common Christmas, which we should all be avoiding, is Christmas presents. We should be exercising restraint. Stockings, anything in your little stocking should be opened before lunch, but all your main presents should be done after the family meal at around 3 p.m. precisely.
Oh, 3 p.m. He's giving us a time.
Literally.
Wow.
The later the day you open the presents, the more sophisticated you are.
Okay.
How is that a thing? You know, if you open your presents late, like 6 p.m., you are very, very high class.
My mum 1 year tried to do let's do presents after lunch. Mate, it doesn't work.
No. As soon as
everyone is there who's meant to be there, straight to the tree.
Exactly. The anticipation overnight is half the fun.
Exactly.
And I love everyone having an opinion. That's the wonderful thing about people in the world. But I think I speak for everyone when I say, William Hansen, shut up.
Yeah. Shut up, mate.
Idiot.
Keep your etiquette for January to November.
Yeah.
Keep it out of December.
understand Christmas in Australia and the silly season. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? We're not all going up to fetch our pig from our farm and our grapes from our wine. You
and
know?
Turning off the twinkle of our Christmas lights.
And not eating a lot on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Just have a vegetable. Maybe go for a little bit of a jog before.
Yeah, a slight run.
One type of
don't
potato.
Don't have any alcohol. You don't want to be messy. That's the only way to get through Family Christmas Champion.
Hasn't mentioned anything about the grog, so I mean, at least he's got that ounce of fun going for
him. Right, right. He'll let us get blind.
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owls.
Owls who? Hey.
That's right. Owls.
Owls.
Nah, that joke would be better if you just left it after the second one.
Well, that's what the internet told me. To, this is the next line.
Try this out. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owls.
Owls. Who?
Hey. Hey.
What's the difference between an owl and a funeral?
What?
One's awake in the night, the other's awake in the day.
What about this one? This is a little owl song from the internet.
One.
Guess what three did?
Three little owls said, ooh, ooh.
There you go.
Three little owls just said two hoots.
Oh, they would have said three hoots, wouldn't they?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who, who?
What are you, an owl?
Can we talk about why we're talking about owls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we want you to talk about owls, Hit Family. 131060. Everyone's got a story about an owl. So please share it with us for this Monday, the 14th of December, our last Monday on air.
Yeah.
Because
can you tell?
In our very own backyard of Belmont North, 10:30 p.m. on Saturday, a young man, 21 years old, driving a delivery truck with the windows down. Yeah. Must have been a balmy evening. I wasn't awake then.
Okay.
When an owl flew in through the open window, headbutting him in the head. He got so distracted, freaked out so much that he swerved the van, crashed it into a parked car, causing extensive damage to not only his delivery van, but also to the parked car. Police have said if there wasn't a picture of this owl perched on his dashboard, we genuinely wouldn't have believed that that's how the accident was caused.
Which somebody else took and showed the police when they got there.
The owl was just sitting there still.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It's like my dog ate my homework excuse, you know? It's like, the owl made me crash. No, it didn't.
Seriously, a statement from the Lake Mac police has said the owl failed to exchange particulars and made good his escape before the police arrived on the scene. Mm. If you recognise the owl, they have shared images. Please contact your nearest police station.
Bit of gear there from the Lake Mac cops.
Yeah.
Seriously, we've since been notified because we've shared the image ourselves. It is not an owl. We still want your owl stories. It is a tawny frog mouth.
Oh, of course, guys.
Thank you.
The genus and species, guys, of the tawny frog mouth is Podargus.
Of course.
You know, that's not an owl.
Yes.
Is that a type of owl?
It's a tawny frog mouth, often mistaken for an owl because of its nocturnal habits.
Have you seen this picture?
Yeah,
That's a bloody owl.
It's a tawny frogmouth, guys. They look very similar.
So they're not owls, tawny frogmouths?
No, they're tawny frogmouths.
I thought they were.
It's a species of frogmouth.
Okay,
but
good.
But I've asked owl stories. So what do we do now?
Let's still go with owl stories because it kind of looks like an owl. And we're going to get a flood of calls here.
I reckon people are going to really line up.
I think we should ask for frogmouth stories.
Even, just call them with any, you know, weird animal story, I guess.
Do you have a story about an animal that is not often talked about?
Yeah, like not a dog, cat, bird, fish.
Yeah.
Like
or snake. We've heard snakes.
Yeah.
Just a more spider.
What are we going with here, guys?
I don't know. We're doing like a quadruple barrel.
Okay.
If you have been able to keep up with this.
Yeah, this chat.
And you get something out of it, 131060 is the number.
Just call us.
Owl stories, I think.
Owl.
Is the headline. Then we've got a couple of subheadings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or frog mouth.
Have fun with us.
Not common animals.
If you call, we will put you on.
100%. 100%. We put Jacinda from Terralba on before. Yeah. Josie is in Charlestown. Good morning.
Hi, it's Jossie.
We thought it could be.
No, we didn't. Jossie, talk to us. What's your owl story?
Yeah.
That's okay. So Christmas 2011, we're at my grandparents. There's a park next to them, and my brother was over there with one of my sisters, and they found, like, a baby tawny frog mouth, not an owl, on the ground.
All right.
We found the parents were dead, so we ended up taking it home and raising it for 6 months. We named her Chicken because she made noises like a chicken, and she became really tame and would sit on my shoulder while I was doing my HSC. And
oh my god, like something out of Harry Potter.
Yeah. And then one day she decided it was time and she flew the coop, so to speak.
She didn't get her wings clipped. You didn't want to try and keep her.
No, we just wanted to be able to rehabilitate her.
Mate, if you love something, let it go.
Let it go.
If it comes back, it loves you. If it doesn't, it didn't.
Well, it might have been eaten by something bigger. You just
maybe.
Don't know. Yeah, you don't know.
But imagine if that was the tawny frog mouth, 2011.
Oh.
How long do owls live? Come on, owl expert.
Oh, owls on.
Come on, Podagus.
Owls live to about 30 or 40 years.
Imagine if it was the same tawny frog mouth that flew into this van in Belmont.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that. Yeah.
Gilman.
25 years they live for, so it absolutely could
be. Could be Jossie's bird.
Jossie, your owl could have caused a car accident. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Ash is in Woodbury.
It was a risk. I took it.
Hi, Ash.
Hi.
Everyone's got an owl story. Lay yours on us.
Tawny frog mouth story.
Ah, the old Podagus strigoides. What's your Podagus strigoides story?
Yeah. So I was actually living in Sydney at the time, but what happened was the tawny frog mouth flew into my head on my porch.
Oh.
And it turned out that this poor tawny had been poisoned because it had swallowed a mouse that had obviously been poisoned by rat bait.
Oh, jeez.
So I took it to my local wildlife rescue centre in Sydney, and luckily it was all happy and safe, and they pumped its stomach and did some other stuff, and it lived.
There you go.
So,
wow.
Some good people on this.
There
on this
really
story
is.
So far. Okay. Jossie and Ash, very good people.
Very good people. Jason in Madawi, you a good guy?
Oh, I'm all right, I suppose.
Very good.
Fair enough. Talk yourself down. It's always smarter, Jason.
Now it's Jason, not Jason.
Nah, it's Jason.
Yeah. All right, very good.
Idiot.
What's your owl story?
First of all, mate, your owl story, your 3 hours definitely needs 3 hoots.
Thank you. I mean, they harmonise more as the song goes on, but good point.
Great point.
Thank you. Thanks for listening as well, Jason.
Jay's big Podagus fan, I can tell.
I can tell. He's a Tawny Frogmouth guy.
Yes. What is the...
I was driving a truck out the back of Tenorfield, and I was driving along one night, and an owl came in between the mirror on the truck and the window.
Wow.
Came, hit the mirror and came in the window, past my head and into the bunk.
Huh.
And it's in the bunk flapping around. I'm like, Christ, what's going on? So I, chucked a towel over him, got him out, put him in the garden and carried on.
Right. There you go. It's just common. a rogue owl flapping around.
Not very much room for him to get in there and then miss my head and then,
You didn't think, about like driving along with him, keeping his like, little cabin pet in the truck, you know?
Nah, I wanted to get him out ASAP.
Get rid of him.
How big was the truck?
Oh, Sammy, proper truck.
Wow, so if you'd swerved, well done for keeping your composure.
Yes.
Oh, mate, I stopped pretty quick, let me tell you, because, you don't know what they're going to do to you.
Yeah, can owls attack?
Mate, according to this guy, the one in Belmont North, they were scared it was going to attack.
Sorry, Jason, you go. Jason interrupted you.
I didn't want to find out.
Yeah,
fair enough. Thanks, Jason.
You glad you got that?
Oh, yeah, mate.
Nick Darko and Jason for 2021.
Well, that has a good
ring
to it.
You better get me a kayak, bro.